Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 18th, 2025. Today is Tuesday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. On another Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees were watching him to see whether he would cure on the Sabbath so that they might find grounds to bring an accusation against him. But he knew what they were thinking, and he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come and stand in the middle." He got up and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to destroy it?" After looking around at all of them, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and began discussing with one another what they might do to Jesus. Here ends the reading. Can you imagine actually being angry because you witnessed someone getting healed of a debilitating condition? What's more, can you imagine being so filled with rage you begin to plot about how to get rid of the person who performed the healing? When Jesus heals the man with the withered hand in a local synagogue, the reaction from the religious leaders isn't to give glory to God, but instead to double down on the proper observation of the Sabbath. The logic is that healing is a form of work, and since work is forbidden on the Sabbath, Jesus is a lawbreaker and should be punished as such. Just a few verses ahead of today's passage, Jesus had collected a charge as a blasphemer because he had dared to say to a paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," just before telling the same paralytic, "Take up your bed and walk." When the religious establishment starts characterizing your ministry as based in blasphemy and lacking in respect for the law of Moses, well, your ministry is likely to then come under even more scrutiny and criticism. Because we're reading these stories with the benefit of hindsight and through our own cultural lens, I know it's difficult to understand why the religious leaders would be so adamant about keeping the letter of the law. Of course, it makes sense to us as Christians that Jesus can and does forgive sins. Of course, it makes sense to us that Jesus has the authority to ignore the injunction against work on the Sabbath in favor of compassion to the suffering. But before we get too smug in our critique of the religious leaders in today's reading, it's helpful to take a step back and consider our own frequent narrowness of thought and our own inability to leave our opinions and observances behind in order to be people of good news in and for the world. I've been in the Episcopal Church long enough to remember the decades of arguments we had about if or how we would fully include LGBTQ+ people in the life of our denomination. Could we bless their relationships? Could we do their weddings? Could they be ordained? These were difficult debates, difficult conversations. And they were only a few decades removed from the arguments the church had had about whether or not women could be priests. And that conflict took place almost concurrently with the often vicious debate around revising the prayer book. At the root of these in-house conflicts in the Episcopal Church was whether or not it was possible to imagine that God was doing a new thing, and that this new thing could bring new life to our church. As with all such debates, people were filled with fear and often filled with fury and rage. We often fail to honor our fellow church members with the generosity of spirit. We often lacked humility to recognize that our perspectives were limited by our own predilections. In the midst of our conflicts, arguments, and debates, I can imagine that Jesus was probably there standing quietly among us, waiting for us to be quiet long enough so that he could offer a word of healing to the broken hearts of those who were being injured simply by the cruelty of some of our behavior. Jesus said in another place in the Gospels that the Sabbath was created for humankind, not the other way around. In other words, the Sabbath offers God's gift of rest, but rest is a joy, not a burden. Even with the prohibition against work, livestock still had to be afforded food and water. And by extension, offering God's healing to someone cannot be constrained to the day of the week. Sometimes the worst sort of certainty is religious certainty. As followers of Jesus, we must be on guard against believing that we have all the correct answers for all time. Even at our best, there is a limit to how much we can know about God, and at our worst, we can mistake our imperfect opinions for God's will. When Jesus left the synagogue after healing the man's hand, he undoubtedly knew the conflict with religious leadership would only deepen. But in the meantime, a person had experienced, literally, the life-changing power of God. The truly sad part of the story is that the religious leaders were so sure of themselves, they couldn't see the good news as it stood right before their eyes. May God deliver us from our own unwillingness to see God's good news when it shows up in unexpected ways which challenge our commitment to a status quo, which we mistakenly name as God's will. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be served but to serve, bless all who, following in his steps, give themselves to the service of others, that with wisdom, patience, and courage, they may minister in his name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy, for the love of him who laid down his life for us, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.